Recently they have been finding Allah, Muhammad, La ilaha illallah on trees, on apples, on peaches, on meat and on different things. They are all signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's existence. That whether we acknowledge and we believe or we don't believe, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is manifest. We can see Him in His creation. Now there's one date, very, very clear, La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah. Then people ask, what must we do with it? So I said, don't call the newspapers and photographers and have a big party. Eat it up. Barakat in it. Let it go into the stomach. People afterwards make it like some kind of festivity. And then in some homes they've found such kind of inscription. There's no namaz, there's nothing, no zakat, no ibadat. The radio, the TV, the movie, everything is on there. Music is on. And they say, how fortunate, how lucky we are, see what we found. So that's not lucky. That is a warning then. That put yourself right. Remove from your life and all those things that are against Allah Ta'ala's orders and commands, or against Allah Ta'ala's wishes. But if the person is righteous, he is pious, he is one who has got Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings in his life, then it is a blessing. It's mubasharat, it is glad tidings. There was one picture that came from overseas somewhere, in Australia, I think, where there's a tree. And if you look from a distance, it's exactly like a person in ruku. The person is like he's in ruku. The tree is like that, exactly. So Allah Ta'ala cannot be seen with our naked eyes. But we can see Allah Ta'ala in all His creation. And why do we go very far, each and every one of us in our own bodies? There's so much of signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence. This very moment that you are looking at me, I'm looking at you, I'm speaking, you are understanding, your mind is translating the language that I'm speaking within seconds. And there is no solar power business. We didn't have to connect ourselves with some plug before all that happens. What if before we start listening and understanding and all the translation that's taking place in our heads, we had to first go and plug ourselves to some plug? What would have happened? Then in the midst of meetings we would have said the electricity failure, so therefore the person's brains failed too. Whilst he was calculating, went halfway and he said electricity failure. He took Vini municipality, switched off the lights. So now his head also was switched off. Then what would have happened to all the calculations? Which brain would have worked? So we're seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat manifest all around us. In our thumbprints, we are seeing Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Billions and billions and billions of people came to this world and left this world. No two persons' thumbprints are the same. Is that not sign of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat sufficient enough for anybody to believe, even the scientists? Because even those scientists who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, they reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence. They say everything happens naturally. Even they believe that no two persons' thumbprints are the same. And now they've gone further, they say the iris of the eye is not the same. And then they've gone even further, they say so many other parts of the body is not the same. All fingers are not the same. So much of differences. Now which mother in the stomach had the power to bring about these kind of differences? One mother has got 10 children, and all 10 children, their voice is different, they're walking different, they're talking different, their sight and hearing different, their fingerprints different, their thumbprint different, their iris is different, everything different. And then who informs that mother in the stomach that don't bring another child with this thumbprint because there's already one existing? So the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So therefore what you see on this kajur, la ilaha illallah, that is the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is showing it. Oh man, if you don't believe, then it is to your detriment. Otherwise, if you look around, you will see me. You will see me in my creation. If somebody has to take one mango seed and then say that this seed has got a million mangoes inside this. One seed, there's a million mangoes. So they will say, go and have your head checked up. And don't go to a very far asylum, look for the nearest one. And there's one mango, how can there be 1 million mangoes? But take that same mango seed and plant it in the ground. And after some time when the tree grows, and then for years and years, thousands of mangoes. Where did they all come from? And then again, that seed also, you didn't have to hold it in fresh air like that. Or we do not have to first go and get some gold and silver from the mines, or buy some bars of gold and melt it and then put the mango seed in the center of some bar of gold before it starts germinating. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. If we wanted to get mangoes or peaches or lychees or anything, if Allah ta'ala had said, first you must go and get some bar of gold for a couple hundred thousand, after that then plant it in there, then it will grow. How many would have been able to afford? Take the seed, put it into the ground and throw sand over it too. Let it die properly. If it is not dead, then let it die properly. First you kill it, you murder it. And after complete death and annihilation has come over that seed, now it germinates. And then you get a huge tree. So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is showing us that if this is my Qudrat that I can bring from the ground, from a seed which was dead and now it is germinating after so much of sand was put over it. So on Qiyamah Day, O man, why are you doubting that this is how you will grow from the ground? If you are having any doubt, then look at all these trees. Where did they come from? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is very loving, very merciful, very forgiving. And He gives us opportunities upon opportunities to reflect, to think, to realize our mistakes, to come back, so that He may give us all that He has in store in Jannat. He wants to give. Allah Ta'ala, what is He going to hoard it and do? It's a question of Allah Ta'ala wanting to give. Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par tujhse kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to hoard it. What is He going to hoard it into? He is asking us not to hoard. So the ni'mats of Jannat, it is not for hoarding. Allah Ta'ala is announcing that these are my ni'mats. Ask for it, beg of it. I am willing to give it to you. It is for you. Therefore, many places in the Quran Sharif, as we discussed the other day also, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ, O my Lord, forgive me. وَارْحَمْ, and have mercy upon me. أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the best of all those who show mercy. So now when a father informs the son or tells the son, say, I want a car, say, I want a cell phone, say, I want to go overseas, I want to go and visit this country or that country, say. So what does that mean? It means that the father wants that you must ask. He's announcing that I've got the money, don't worry, just say. All I want is that you must ask. If he didn't have the money, would he have said? Let's say I want a car. If he can't afford a tricycle, will he announce about a car? So when he's announcing, it means that he's got the money. But all he wants is that this son must say, I'm sorry if he made a mistake about something, then he must say, I'm sorry, I apologize, please make me maaf. He will then say, right now you can have it. You can have the car, you can have the cell phone, whatever you have asked for, you can have it. It was for you, I was going to give it to you. The only thing I wanted is that you must humble yourself. Don't have arrogance and pride that I'm Mr. Somebody. If you made a mistake, then say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I am your father, so what does it cost you to say, I'm sorry? But if the son says, no, why should I say, I'm sorry? So then will the father give to him? So Allah Ta'ala wants to give. All he wants is we must say, we are sorry, we make us maaf, forgive us. Many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. Tonight's Taraweeh also. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Was that the ayat or the other one? So, ibadi, Allah Ta'ala is saying, my servants who have transgressed. So, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is announcing, and every night of Ramadan it is being announced. Tahajjud time, whole month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, beg, ask. Allah Ta'ala is saying that the dua of the fasting person is not rejected until he opens his fast. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that in the Hadith Sharif, that the dua of the fasting person is not rejected. So what does that mean? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't announce that on his own will. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he received wahi from Allah Ta'ala. Then he informed. The Quran Sharif is in the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Hadith Sharif is the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But the wahi is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So now if he is saying, what does that mean? It means that Allah Ta'ala wants to accept the du'as. Allah Ta'ala wants to give what the person wants. Allah Ta'ala wants to pardon. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Now the person he must seek. It's a very, very easy route. It's a very easy route. This connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is not something that is beyond a person's reach. Then Allah Ta'ala would have said, only those who are born walis, for them is Jannah. What would have happened to people like us then? But we are told that even the person, man lazim al istighfar, the person who makes plenty of istighfar, then the same promises that Allah Ta'ala has made for the muttaqeen, where Allah Ta'ala has promised those who have taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him in his problems, difficulties, hardships. And Allah will provide from sources unknown to him. Now that same promise is made also to the people that make abundant istighfar. One young person asked yesterday, what's the difference between istighfar and tawbah? That sometimes you say istighfar, sometimes you say tawbah. The difference is this, that istighfar is seeking forgiveness for the sins of the past. Sins of the past, the person makes istighfar. That means, Ya Allah, forgive me my sins of the past. That is istighfar. There's a technical difference. Otherwise, sometimes it is istighfar, sometimes tawbah. But the technical difference is istighfar is sins of the past. That the person, whatever he did from the time he became of age, now he's asking Allah for total forgiveness of those sins. Because once the person becomes of age, he becomes mukallaf. Now he has to do all that he is commanded by Allah Ta'ala and stay away from all haram. Namaz does not become farz at the age of 7. But because namaz will become farz when he becomes baligh, so right from the age of 7, the person is told that now make your child read namaz. When he comes 10, then become a little more hard on him. so that he gets the habit. He doesn't wait for the day of maturity to start namaz. Then he's going to be negligent. So like that, it doesn't become farz at that time. But the moment the person achieves or attains the age of maturity Islamically, he becomes baligh. So then namaz, roza, zakat, hajj all becomes farz. So this person, from the time that he became baligh up till now, so much of sins we indulge in, we have indulged in. So we ask for forgiveness for all those sins of the past. Now in those sins, if there are rights of people that have been trampled upon, we took the liberty of taking things belonging to somebody else, stole somebody's property, took wrongly inheritance, whatever it is, didn't pay the zakat. Now all those things, now the person must start fulfilling. But the sin of having delayed, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So that is istighfar. And tawbah is where the person is now pledging that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to return to these sins in future. At the time of tawbah, he has absolutely no intention of returning to those sins. It's not that the person has got the telephone number of the illicit beloved in his cell phone, and here he's saying, Ya Allah, I make tawbah from all my sins, istighfar. So then that person must delete those numbers. He must create a fight with that illicit beloved if he can't get out of his head. Must create a problem. Let the person hate him, sway him, curse him, that you are a letdown. You dumped me. Whatever she wants to say or he wants to say. But if that relationship is not breaking up, then that is what the person has to do. Destroy those numbers, destroy all pictures, ignore the thoughts that come in the mind, create a fight, create a problem, distance this oneself, don't look in that direction. If that person is walking on the right hand side of the road, then walk on the left hand side. Do something to show that we are sincere in our tawbah. If the person has got a casino chip in his pocket, then tear it up, throw it away, burn it. If the person has got a drug in his pocket, then go and flush it in the toilet. Show that he's sincere in the tawbah. Because when he's saying, Ya Allah, forgive my sins of the past and I won't return to it in future. So we can't be having packet of drugs in the pocket, mandrax and cocaine and everything else, and say, I made sincere tawbah. For how long? Until I'm in the masjid. Outside I'll go and take it again. Is that tawbah? So must do something to show that we have made sincere tawbah. After that, still, when the person has made sincere tawbah, he can still meet up with an accident. The person has made up his mind, he wants to get rid of those videos and the movies and TVs and everything else, because we haven't got that kind of iman. All those who say the TVs and movies are there just for one program or two programs, that is all a pack of lies. They must ask themselves that how much of programs, in inverted commas, if it is permissible, some program. What are the wives watching? What are the children watching? And what they themselves are watching after that? And how much of music is coming? And how much of women are coming who are haram for him to see? So therefore now when he's making that tawbah, then get rid of it. If we want peace of mind, if we want Allah Ta'ala to become ours, and we want Allah Ta'ala to solve our problems, then there is no other route. And those we think that they are watching much more than us, and they are engaging in so much of drugs and drink and wine and women, and see how they are enjoying themselves, they are singing and dancing and doing everything, then we must remember that that is a rope that is being given, so that that person finally hangs himself. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala ceases. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, when they forget to heed our advices, and فَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ceases suddenly after that, and they're thrown in complete bewilderment. Suddenly the roof collapses in the cinema. Suddenly the fire catches on in the nightclub. Suddenly the earth shakes and everything gone. Hotels went beneath the ground. Now, if those people were not engaging in any sins and vices and evils, then even if the hotel disappeared and went into the earth, nothing wrong, the person got shahadat. If the person drowned in the tsunamis, but he was not committing any sin, any evil, he happened to go to the seaside and he was doing fishing, and the storm came and he went, then he got shahadat. He will not be questioned, why did he go fishing? So if the person is not engaged in any kind of haram, then there's no problem. The person, wherever is, that comes. So here, if we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless us with the best of both worlds, and if we want a solution to our problems, then that is the solution. We just can't have it both ways, ke razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Ganga ka ashnam bhi kiya, hajj-e kaaba bhi kiya, Ganga ka ashnam bhi. Khush rahe Rahman bhi, razi rahe shaitan bhi. Can that happen? The person went to Kaaba Sharif, made tawaf, made hajj, and after that he says, now that I made hajj and tawaf, now let me also go to some temple and make some puja part there, so that shaitan also stays razi and Allah Ta'ala stays razi. Can that be acceptable? Either we become the servants of Rahman, Ibadur Rahman, or we are the servants of shaitan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq of amal. He repeatedly mentioned that beautiful share of us, of Akbar Allahabadi. Amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. Amal will make our jannat, and amal takes a person to jahannam. Akbar Allahabadi was a very humorous poet also, but he had a lot of wisdom in whatever he used to say. He said, Te kek ki fikr mein, but in Urdu, kek ki fikr mein, to roti bhi gayi, chahi thi badi, so choti bhi gayi. Waiz ki nasihate namani akhir, te patloon ki fikr mein, to langoti bhi gayi. Trying to teach qanaat, contentment, that the person, he saw a palace, so now when he saw the palace, now his heart desired that I must also get a palace like this. So before getting the palace, he broke his hut down and his shack down and his simple home down. So what did he do? He lost the palace too and he lost his own home too. So he said, hey, patloon ki fikr mein. Now in India at that time, when the British came, it was like a great honor for a person if he wore pants, shirt and pant, to emulate those people. Now it became a norm. Now if the Christians, Hindus, Muslims, everybody is wearing it, so we won't say it's haram. But those days when it was like a sign, if a person wore a suit and a tie, then you could conclude without thinking that in India I'm talking about, that this person is not a Muslim. A Muslim didn't wear it. But after the British came there and people start catching on and start becoming a practice, so then the fatwa also was changed. No more they declared it haram, but they still said it is against the sunnah. So at that time, now the person was told, you got a lungi, so appreciate it and wear the lungi. Pant is expensive to buy, because it was something special coming all the way from England at that time. Then they start sewing them. So he said, Te patloon ki fikr mein. He threw his lungi away, thinking he'll get one patloon. So he was left without pants and without lungi too. So what he's teaching is qanaat. Seeing that what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, then appreciate it, make shukr over the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. In worldly matters, look at those people who have less than us. In material things, look at those people who have less than us. If a person has got sight and hearing and speech and everything, then look at those people who don't have sight. The person who doesn't have sight, he must look at the person who doesn't have sight and hearing and speech. The person who doesn't have one leg must look at the person without legs. Person doesn't have one hand, look at the person without two hands. He will find somebody. So that will make us appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. And in deeni matters, look at those people who are higher than us. We must look at those who are making more ibadat than us, more zikr than us, more tilawat than us. So then we will get contentment, satisfaction, and we will aspire to reach or get higher and higher when it comes to ibadat, zikr, tilawat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. The remaining days of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of fasting, of making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, of staying away from all haram, and doing as much as we can to please Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Mawla, may maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, it is only through your fazal, through your ihsan, through your kindness that we are still sitting in the masjid. There are so much of attractions and distractions for us in the outside world. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to sit in your house and to raise our hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. From the time we became of age up till now, all sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, heart and mind, forgive them. My beloved Allah, solution to all problems lies in your hands. Don't punish us for our sins and of our evil actions and deeds. Don't seize us on account of our disobedience. Make us yours and become ours. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long we are going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites and munafiqs? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A day is going to come in our lives when we have to leave this world, when we have to account for all our deeds and actions before you. Ya Allah, before the angel of death visits us, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes everything that is causing so much of corruption in our lives. My beloved Allah, the barakat of our homes is gone. The blessings of our home is gone. The rahmat and mercy that used to descend in the homes of the believers is gone. And we know the causes, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, whatever life is gone, is gone. The life that remains, give us the tawfiq to do everything pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much du'as he made for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما تلاوت کو قبول فرما ذکر کو قبول فرما ہم جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہے ناپاک ہے نالائق مجرم ہے یا اللہ قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.